and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in Paul's letter to the congregation in Ephesus, chapter 4, beginning with the 7th verse. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith, and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, it's been said that the main job of parents is to work themselves out of a job. That is, the main job of parents is to equip their children, to give them knowledge and teach them skills, so that eventually they can move out and be able to support themselves, whether they move out of college or move out when they're married or simply move to a different location, that they are able to take care of themselves. The job of parents is to work themselves out of a job. Now, of course, parents never cease to be parents. Even when the child is gone, the parents are still readily available. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. Or they're ready available at any time to share insights, give advice, help them through some issue or problem. They never cease to be parents. Now, each child grows up and matures at their own rate and at their own time. But many people, many young kids, do their most growing up when they're on their own for the first time. When they're on their own and have to make the decisions on their own, when they have to pay bills or fix things or figure things out by themselves, that's when a lot of people are doing the most growing up. In a way, that's where we stand as parts of the body of Christ at his ascension. Like adolescents in need of growing up and maturing. Now, Christ's ascension means that he's not here on earth physically. We cannot see him. He's up in heaven, sitting on his throne, watching over his entire creation. And like good parents, he has left us not alone. He has left us not here to defend for ourselves without any means. No, he has blessed us. We will see next week on the day of Pentecost that he promised and he did give us his Holy Spirit. He also has left us with his Holy Word, completely sufficient to bring to life, to save, specifically the gospel, through which he brings people to faith and keeps them and the one true faith. And he also gives us gifts and abilities to be able to use that word. That's why Paul quotes from Psalm 68. When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. He gives each and every one of us certain gifts and abilities. So certain gifts and abilities are for the gospel work and its ministry. For instance, for some people, God has given the gift of knowledge. To be able to know God's word, to be able to recall God's word, to apply God's word and teach God's word to others. Others have the gift of being people persons, to being able to talk and relate to anyone about anything, specifically about sin and their Savior from sin, Jesus Christ. Others have been blessed with a good number of earthly possessions that they are able to use to support the gospel ministry. Others are good at their hands, that they can do the work of the Lord by taking care of His house. We can go on and on listing the gifts and abilities the Lord has given each and every one of us. Gifts and abilities that we use to spread the gospel and share His word with others. But He doesn't just give us His word. He just doesn't give us gifts and abilities to share that word. He also chooses certain individuals. He chooses men and women to dedicate their whole lives to the spread of the gospel, to dedicate their whole lives to share His word with others. It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. He has chosen those to use their gifts and abilities full time to share in His word. They preach and teach. They go throughout the world to spread the gospel so others may hear it. Yesterday, in New Ulm, at Martin Luther College, about 85 MLC graduates were assigned as teachers. They'll go throughout the country to share God's word with His little children in schools. This coming week, about 30 will graduate from Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary. About 40 in total will be assigned as pastors throughout the country. Some of them starting new congregations, others going to schools. And in a couple months, they will be installed and ordained as pastors. These men and women God has chosen as pastors and teachers, He has led them to use their gifts and abilities full time for the benefit of His church. For what purpose? Why does God send His under shepherds to serve the one true chief shepherd? One purpose is to equip His sheep. To prepare, as Paul says, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. You know, the Lord was on this earth for about 30 years, and His ministry lasted about 3 years. During that time with His disciples, He trained them, He equipped them, He taught them God's word, He showed them that He truly was God. He paid for our sins and rose from the dead. He showed them what the Scriptures said about Him, and He opened up their hearts and minds so they could understand the Scriptures. He was equipping them for His ascension, when He would no longer be here to do His work. And again, His ascension means that the Lord is not here on earth to spread the gospel. His disciples are no longer here on earth, but you are here. And so He equips you. He equips you by sending pastors and teachers and others to teach you God's word so that you can go out and spread the gospel. And He equips you through the word. For it is through the word that we find out that our ascended Lord first descended to earth. From heaven to earth He came, born as a baby on Christmas, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. And for His 30 years on earth, not once did He sin. And He took His perfect life, and He gave it to us as He took our sins upon Himself and suffered the eternal damnation that we deserve for our sins. And then He rose from the dead and promises that through faith we will rise from the dead and join Him in heaven forever. It is through the Word that we grow in faith and knowledge of the Lord. That's another reason why He sends us pastors and teachers, so that we may all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become more mature. As we grow in the knowledge of God's Word, we are able to realize what is wrong and what is right. Growing and becoming more mature in our faith, and as we grow in our faith, we are motivated to spread, to confess, and to teach His Word to others. So in order to become equipped to share God's Word, to do the works of service for which He has chosen us, for which He has given us gifts and abilities, it is necessary for us to stay and remain in the Word. Without remaining in the Word, without being in the Word, we remain as infants, feeding on milk, but not solid food. And those who are infants in their faith get pushed to the left and to the right, moved about by the winds and waves, pushed to and fro and going towards every false teaching or every charismatic false prophet. Of course, you might be saying, well, I'm not infantile in my faith. I was confirmed after all. But have you grown much in your faith since then? Many people remain throughout their lives spiritual adolescents, not so much learning or studying God's Word much after confirmation. And like most adolescents, then they go to and fro following the latest trend or getting deceived by the latest up-and-coming entertainer, not feeding on the pure meat and potatoes of the law and the gospel, but eating spiritual junk food. And so, if we want to do the work of the Lord, we must become equipped to do it by feeding our soul through the good, solid food of the pure Word of God. And once we have become equipped through that Word, we are able to go out and share that Word with others. Of course, that's easier said than done, isn't it? Well, we have many opportunities to share God's Word. Many opportunities to share the law and the gospel with others, to comfort those who are burdened by their sins, to do the work of the Lord that He has equipped us to do. Many opportunities, but we often don't make use of those opportunities. We often keep our mouths shut and try to make excuses, which just remain excuses. After all, Jesus has left us in a world that hates us, as He told us in the gospel for today. The world hates them. Now, the world hates us for many reasons. Now, there's a group that hates us because we follow Jesus and not some god or false god called Allah. Oh, there's a group that hates us because we refuse to listen to what science says about all the scientific evidence about evolution and insist that God created the world in 6 days about 6,000 years ago. There's another group that hates us because we refuse to listen to what society says about sex outside of marriage, including homosexuality. There's a group that hates us because we say that the foundation of our faith depends on someone who died and rose from the dead, which makes absolutely no sense. We can go on and on listing different groups that hate us and why they hate us, but the fact is many people hate us and mock us and ridicule us, so it's just easier to avoid confrontation. It's just easier to keep our mouth shut and our faith to ourselves, and sometimes that's exactly what we do. And what's the result? The body suffers. The human body is made up of many different parts that all work together. But if a certain body part doesn't do its job, well, then the whole body suffers. Just take something small and seemingly insignificant, maybe like a knee ligament, like an ACL. Small. Skinny. But if you tear that ligament, the whole body suffers. There's the excruciating pain, and the mind can't think right. Tear an ACL and you're not able to walk very well or run, let alone squat down and pick something up or carry heavy objects, the whole body suffers. Same can be said about the body of Christ. We are individual parts of the body of Christ with Christ as the head. He has given us all gifts and abilities and work and jobs to do. And when someone doesn't do their job, when someone fails to do the work, the whole body suffers. But when the parts of a human body work together, when they all work together in harmony and in unity for the common good, the body grows and becomes mature. The body becomes stronger or taller, it grows up. The body and mind are able to learn new gifts and abilities. The same thing can be said about the body of Christ. When we all work together, when we use our gifts and abilities for the gospel, whether that gift and ability is preaching and teaching, or teaching young children, or using our hands around the Lord's house, or using our financial means to support the gospel ministry, or what have you, when God's, the part of Christ's body, are working together in unity for the sake of the gospel, that means the gospel ministry is flourishing. It means that the gospel is spread, and the more people who hear the gospel, the more people who learn God's word, the more people the Holy Spirit will work faith into their hearts. And the more people will become part of Christ's body. And then the body of Christ is built up, it grows up, and matures. Christ has ascended into heaven. He's not here to do the work himself, and neither are his disciples, but we are here. He has not left us alone to fend for ourselves like a good parent when their children leave the house. He has taught us and equipped us and continues to equip us through his holy word, through which he works faith, and he has given us gifts and abilities to share that word with others. So we do the work of the Lord for his glory out of love and thanks to him. So now we grow and mature in our faith. First for ourselves by being in the word and studying the word. And then we share that word with others. So the Holy Gospel can, Holy Spirit can work faith through that gospel. And then when our risen and ascended Lord returns in the same way from which he came on the clouds of heaven, he may find many more who are parts of his body. And the more he will take toward his heavenly home to dwell with him forever. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God, that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.